Seen a dime from anyone.
Gee, that's quite a long time, Craig.
You're darn right it's a long time. And how does that make you feel about breaking your back on tonight's program, Vern?
Well, not so good, Craig.
Well, I personally am having a hard time feeling so hot about it either. Vern, I'm sorry. I know we have a responsibility to our listeners, but my mind is made up.
Well, I'm with you, Craig.
Good. Can I offer you a snack?
Well, yeah, I'd love a snack.
Here, I got some Fritos.
Oh.
Just a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Ken. I suppose you're here to do the show we asked you to do.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Well, have a seat, Ken. Craig and I were just having a light snack to sort of loosen up a little before we get started here.
By all means, Ken. You must be famished after that long drive from Tucson to be on the show tonight. Here. We've got fruit pies, chips, corn, you name it. Just make yourself comfortable, and we'll take it easy. Enjoy ourselves.
Gee, thanks, Vern and Craig.
Our pleasure, Karen.
Hey, how was your weekend, Vern?
Hey, it was real nice. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We went to Rocky Point.
Mm-hmm.
Went up in Asco, a place down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made the... the wise decision to align ourselves with these guys from West Phoenix. Yeah, that in itself gives you just a sort of an idea of what was in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
These guys from West Phoenix are shoe salesmen and construction worker types.
Mm-hmm.
Almost to Glendale, but not quite.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so... these guys all have these four-wheel drive vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And they're raving and ranting about how nice it is to go to this little isolated beach south of Rocky Point.
Vern?
What?
That Coke bottle's about to tip over there.
Oh.
Right there, see? Just look at my finger go, see? Just
uh-huh.
Follow up and see my Coke bottle's about
to... Oh, this one?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
Vern...
it did.
No. I'll go ahead with your story.
That's to the tip, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we decided we're going to... Rocky Point with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
With their all-terrain vehicles.
Sure you won't have one of these, Karen?
Oh, no.
Go on, have one.
Oh.
Yeah, you've been a big help so far, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we decided to, against our better judgment, to pack up and go down. They're talking about this real Shangri-La that they know about, about 25 miles south of Rocky Point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all get in our, blow up in our cars and go down there. I'll stop at the border in Sonoyta. There's two pharmacies in Sonoyta and two in Puerto Penasco.
Mm-hmm.
And each one usually carries about between 6 and 8 bottles of codeine cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add that up,
it's quite a
you
bit.
Can get up to 32 bottles of codeine cough syrup, and they're $1.15 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good deal. You can't beat it. They say there aren't any travel bargains left, but that's definitely one of them.
Uh-huh.
And the Mexican government sets the price at $1.15 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you never have to worry about getting screwed on the cough syrup. So anyway, we load up. We've bought all the cough syrup between Sonoyta and Rocky Point, which is great because, you know, when the Contessa or someone comes down with a cough, she's going to have to make do because we drank all the medicine on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we get down there. And these guys start showing up about midnight in their all-terrain vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're drunk, naturally, and their shoe salesman West Phoenix personality is generally pervading the area. So we load up all of our junk in their all-terrain vehicles and start driving to this paradise they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta understand. But these are the kind of people that think that a Sambo's is like, you know, is the height of aesthetic quality.
Oh boy.
So you can imagine what their idea of a nice beach is.
Mm.
So we go down.
You gonna eat those now?
Which? Snowballs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gonna have one, but I'll split them with you. I'll trade you for chips.
All right. Just what? Give me one. I just want about half of one of those because I want to eat the rest of these little suckers.
What?
These little.
Are the gems?
No.
Okay, well, I've already had my six gems. So.
Do you want mine?
How many have you eaten?
One.
Well, how many are you going to give me?
Well, I'm not real hungry. I'll give you this one.
So what? What do you want in return?
Nothing. I'm just offering.
Just give me a little bit of that, Bert.
Is this your way of participating?
Yes.
Letting us know you're here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, give me that. I'll have the gym. I'll keep you in mind if I don't want the rest of the snowball.
Yeah,
when we get down there, these guys decide that it's time to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5:30 in the morning when we get there. The sun's coming up.
Any napkins?
No. Just go ahead and use the script.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, so we get down there, and these guys decide to go fishing. And I kind of wondered, I saw amongst all the garbage that they had in there, they had about three or four baseball bats loaded in the back of the truck.
Are you guys play ball down there?
Well, I thought that's what the deal was, but they didn't have any balls or any mitts or anything like that, so I just sort of assumed that. Maybe they were going to use something local, indigenous to the area.
Mm-hmm.
Which they did, because I've been found out that their idea of fishing was to take a net and stretch it across a narrow place in the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the fish would try to get out, they'd swim up to the net and mm-hmm. try to get over it, and they'd start jumping over it.
The fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys would stand by the net with their baseball bats and just swing at the fish like they were softballs. Smashing the fish with their bat. You know, and as an example, I mean, to show what humanitarians these guys were, one guy just blasted the fish as hard as he could
mm-hmm.
and then asked his friend if he should throw it back. And he said, well, I guess you could, but it wouldn't do much good because you knocked his eyes out. The little bass with his eyes hanging out by the nerve cords.
Mm.
So they laughed and threw it on the beach.
Well, that's the height of the humor.
It was. They had a good time. And so what we did was we just walked as far as we could the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And drank all the cough medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And went to sleep for 2 days.
Reminds me of a time about 3 years ago. Let me open a couple more of those Fritos.
Sure. Hey, we've only got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah. Well, this girl was up at my place.
Yeah?
And we were there for our date, you know. We were laying around. And there wasn't much to say, you know, that small talk you make before you get down to business.
Uh-huh, 15 seconds.
And she was laying there. I gave her a glass of 7-Up.
Yeah.
That's all I had there in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes a couple of sips up. She says, you know, this is a really good 7-Up.
Yeah.
And it just struck me as kind of odd, you know.
2 seconds.
That was what she had to say, that this is really good 7-Up.
Yeah.
Jersey, jump on a plane, or catch a boat and float right out of the rain. Let's go and see that.